Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
So, Gunners, I just want to shout out some positive vibes to Meghan Markle or the Duchess of Sussex.
Okay.
Now, as we know, this poor girl has been absolutely hounded by the press ever since she wed Prince Harry. Horrid clickbait headlines, online trolling, and I'm just putting out some positivity into the universe and encouraging people not to believe all the crap that is written in junkier news forums.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Now, this poor girl was at Wimbledon, right? She wore jeans in the royal box. I'm sure they were designer. And people were outraged. Outraged. They just need to get a life. And the latest one that has me flabbergasted is she was holding baby Archie wrong at the polo. Like, people were saying, it looks like she's going to drop the baby. This is just mum shaming and bullying. And people just need to stop.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, we caught up with John Stevens ahead of his show at the Ravenswood Hotel in August. Of course, he briefly fronted In Excess after the tragic death of Michael Hutchence. And we asked him if he'd seen the new Hutchence doco, Mystifying.
I think it's really beautiful. I think it's made with a lot of love. Richard Lowenstein put it all together, and I think it's a beautiful depiction of a wonderful guy, an extremely talented guy. It's obviously very sad, but it's a story that celebrates specialness. He's a special guy, what can we say? Just sad to see what happened. And I didn't actually know that, you know, he had had brain damage from the fall, so I did know that he had lost a sense of taste and sense of smell. I didn't know he actually had brain damage with that, along with that, which affected him deeply. And, you know, obviously being put on antidepressants seemed to be handed out willy-nilly. Yeah, I guess all that stuff just added up between alcohol and drugs and everything else.
And, of course, we'll catch up with John Stevens again closer to his tour date.
Ed Sheeran has released another music video, this time for his collaboration with Yebba. The pair serenade each other in the emotional black-and-white video for their new collaborative track, Best Part of Me.
Baby, I'm so in love with you. I overthink and still forget. I lose my phone and I place my bets.
He can just seem to do no wrong, that guy.
I know, he's amazing. And they filmed the music video at London's Abbey Road Studios, famous, of course, for where the Beatles recorded lots of their music. Best Part of Me appears on Sheeran's number 6 collaborations LP, which is out today. Straight to number 1, that one.
Bruce Springsteen is releasing a new film based on the music from his latest album, Western Stars.
We made a film of the Western Stars album. I play the record start to finish, along with some other things. So I was looking for a way to get some of the music live to the audience, and so we figured that was the best way to do it.
And 90s R&B girl group Salt and Pepper is reportedly being sued by ex-DJ Spinnerella for unpaid royalties. Hey, y'all remember that? The Spin Queen claims she never saw a penny from the duo's 1999 Greatest Hits album and wasn't paid for their 2018 BBMA's performance, which you're hearing right now. Spinderella ain't happy.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.